the James Suckling Podcast. Wine ratings, reports, interviews, and more.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're well. How about you? Where are you? In California?
Yeah, I'm in Napa.
Wow. We are very curious to know what you think of the new releases, because you are more the expert on telling us what you think of the 2020 with Alberto and 19 Sassicaia.
Well, tell me a little bit, before we taste, tell me a little bit about 19, just the growing season, because it was different than 18.
Yes, 19 was different. It was also quite cool and fresh in the spring. We also had a couple of hailstorms at a certain point. But then during the summer, let's say that the real summer temperatures arrived after the second half of June, but it was quite more regular than 18. So we had nice warm temperatures, but not out of control like it can happen sometimes. And then we had the very good conditions during especially the harvest time, with very nice temperature difference between night and day. So we had a slightly later and nicely paced harvesting, where we could do all the operations without needing to rush things through, you know. So we could pick at the right moment, the right parcels. It was a very, very good vintage from that point of view as well, of working in the vineyards and bringing the grapes home. And it was all very good. And it was good, especially for Cabernet, because Cabernet had the time to stay longer on the plants and ripen better and completely. So it was positive, especially for Cabernet.
When did you start the harvest then?
I think second week of September.
Okay, so it was a tiny bit early, but yeah. Pretty normal.
Yeah, well, normally we start sometimes even in the end of August. So second week of September is considered average too late to as a start for the harvest. Of course, so the Merlot was earlier, but the Cabernet was second week of September.
What were the crop levels like?
Well, the crop levels were a little bit diminished by these hailstorms of the spring, but I mean the quality of the grapes was good overall at the end of the season. So, of course, Carlo made selection as usual, but it's not a vintage where you have a lot less than normal. It's in average what we normally would harvest.
Well, okay.
2020 was, again, different. It started also nice and cool and quite fresh throughout the spring. But then in the summer, differently from 2019, it was really hot and dry. And so 2020 was a harvest, a season which was maybe better for the grape varieties that ripen earlier, like Cabernet, Merlot or Sangiovese and so on and so forth.
So 2020 was like 17, or it wasn't that hot and dry?
No, it wasn't that hot because it was nice during the spring. So it was not hot throughout the whole season. It was more.
Yeah.
So it was considered a warmer vintage, but not extreme like 17.
So my suggestion would be to try the 18 first. What do you think?
The 18?
Yeah. And then go to the 19.
You have the 18 as well?
Yeah, look.
We do not have it.
Fantastic. We only have the 19, unfortunately, but we can go through the...
Sorry for that.
We can go through...
Here, yes. Have some.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're going to try the 18 first just to like gear up for the 19.
Yes.
Because it's a little bit lighter.
Do you... I mean, you can compare it with the 18 that you tried maybe some time ago.
Yeah, I haven't had it since last year.
Yeah. So it should be, it's one of these classic vintages for Sassicaia. You know, it was a nice, fresh and cool vintage. And we think it's quite representative of our style.
It's so perfumed, the 18.
Yeah, really. It's very much about perfumes, yes.
And flowers and, yeah. And also lavender, all those sort of nice, those nice herbs and flowers you get on the coast during the summer.
Yeah. That's
amazing. Rose. Wonderful. Okay, let's try the 19.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely shows riper fruit. So just yeah. A tiny, you know, it's more like just the 18 had more of a citrus character. And while this just has, the Cabernet is just perfectly ripe, no?
Yeah, it was a very good season for the Cabernet, in fact, so.
And it's so Sassicaia. It really has classic Sassicaia character, like wines from the 80s. Well, just that's just from the nose. Mm. Crazy. Like the 80, it's like smells a bit like 88 or maybe 83.
It's good when the Cabernet can, here in Bulgari, can, you know, ripen throughout the month of September into the month of October without needing to rush the harvest.
Yeah, it even has some mintiness or sage.
Mm. All the scents of our Mediterranean macchia.
Oh, it's really gorgeous. That really has a whole nother dimension to it.
Mm. It has an elegant aspect to it, but also a nice body. It's not so it's a combination of both things.
It's funny. I haven't had a Sassicaia like that for a long time.
Mm.
I don't know. It just really has incredible complexity to it.
Mm-hmm.
And length, it's really long.
Yes.
Yeah, it definitely needs like 5 or 6 years. Better after 5. Have you drunk it after decanting it for like 4 or 5 hours?
We usually drink it because when we have people to visit, so we drink it straight away. But I have here, a bottle which was open a few hours ago in the morning. And it's showing very well here in the glass. Yeah. So obviously being open for some time is going to improve it or help it to open up.
Che bello. How's Niccolo? Yeah.
He's doing quite well. Today's his birthday, 86. Oh,
send him a happy birthday.
Of course. If you come to Italy, if you have the time to come and see us, you will see him in the summer.
Of course, I want to see him. How are all of his dogs?
No, doing well. He has a bit less now, thank God. He has about 12. Before, he has around 30.
Thank God.
Yeah.
That's going to wear him out. I remember when he had like 30 dogs or something.
Yeah. No, he cut down on the numbers a little bit.
What are you gonna drink tonight with Niccolo?
Tonight? Well, I hope some champagne to start with. And then we will see what he wants to drink. He can choose. He's the birthday boy.
Nice. Well, he has to drink a great bottle of Sassicaia. This is really going to be, I think, a real classic Sassicaia. Yeah. So congratulations. It's really a wonderful wine. I really didn't know what it would be like. Wow. So exciting. I really, you know, makes me remember why I love Sassicaia.
Great. We will tell all your words. We will report to Carlo and my father. They will both be very happy.
Fantastic. Okay, well, thank you very much. Grazie tanto.
Thank you.
Ci vediamo presto. Ci vediamo questo estate.
Bye.
Ciao.